的地方。
Mobile Corn again.
John and Andrew, happy Friday. KN4TFW.
How did you? At least supposed to be a, like a pretty day. Warm.
You're bumping 90, isn't it?
Like that. I just hope I don't have a bunch of call in.
3-day weekend.
We got their bonus checks and whatnot, so it's going to be a nice Friday. Who knows who's going to call in today?
You give out bonus checks on Monday.
Go in your account Saturday or something. I don't know. But we'll see. Hope I don't have any. The weekend.
Got to run down to Anderson and pick up a grandkid for the to spend the weekend. But we got a stove being a gas stove being delivered on Saturday sometime. Caesar picked it up.
Bit of a busy weekend.
Hopefully it won't be too bad.
Get a light in for going camping. I think it's like Bougie RV or something like that. It's like a telescoping light. You know, I see advertising for and stuff like that, but I don't know. I figured I'd give it a shot. That thing come in yesterday. I like it. It's about 4 foot tall. It's got little lights all over it that you can swivel. Really neat.
You going camping this weekend?
Weeks. I wanted to go ahead and get it in. You know, you can't ever have enough light and stuff like that for the evening. So, I got some that you can kind of hang from areas, but this one's on a little tripod, so I figured I'd give it a shot. That way you can sit around the picnic table or something in the evening and have a little bit of light.
Hey, you don't use a Coleman lantern with some white gas?
Never have. Used to use them with my dad whenever I was growing up going camping, but that or the propane. I've never really used one of those. Most of the time, the LEDs or I've got like a Lumi light or something like that. It's like a blow up light. You know, those things work pretty good, but I don't know. I just wanted something a little different. Hopefully, can light the campsite up more. Since it goes up to 4 foot telescoping, I figured it did really well. But it was a pretty bright little light.
For that. Not have much light so we can see the stars.
Let me go somewhere where you can see them. Worthwhile. Not great at the beach, but. You know, we'll go camping sometimes, and I figured it would be good for the Boy Scouts as well, because. You know, the boys will go and they'll sit around the picnic table or something and in the evening when it gets dark and might not have a light. So I figured it'd be something I could use between family camping and Boy Scout camping. But I got it in yesterday. I was trying it out. I was pretty impressed with it.
The beach, sitting in the dark by the camper watching the stars. Susan about got ran over by a raccoon.
Story to get the tail.
On her feet. I mean, he was close. You could have reached out and touched him.
Shoot, the downside is, like, if you go down to, like, Myrtle, it's so bright, you don't get to see a whole lot, but, you know, I've explored some of these other beaches and whatnot, but it's really nice, like, what is it, Huntington Island State Park or something, that would be really neat.
We're down in Edisto in November, and, man, last time I was down there was raccoons all over the place.
Seen them in the campgrounds and stuff. Don't see them much in Lakewood around the camping areas, but when we used to stay at Ocean Lakes, man, they'd be all over the top of the houses and stuff like that. You'd hear stuff scratching at the roof, and it'd be raccoons on top of the roof walking.
Yeah, I've been in Raleigh for Easter. We're going to visit Susan's mom. Driving up there. Mitchell's camper trip is going to be to Stone Mountain for 4th of July.
Awesome trip. I can't wait to hear about it.
Tickets for the drone show and the laser light show and the fireworks. But it says they're having fireworks every night, the whole week of the 4th. So you should be able to see them from the campground because the campground is just across the lake from it.
Cloud, you take the dog with you.
One dog. Dog isn't too scared of it.
Yeah, when we go down to the beach, you know, you get people to shoot them off down there. And, you know, if they do it late at night, then they'll start barking and raising cane, and it's just like, you just wish people would follow the rules. Sounds pretty neat. Like I said, I've heard good things about the laser light show already from my oldest son who went down there when they were down doing summer camp at Bird Adams. And, I mean, it'd be really neat. So I'm sure just add through that with fireworks and everything else, it's probably a great show.
Last time I was down there was probably 40 years ago, and the laser show was really good then, so I can only imagine how it'd be this time.
Improved a lot more in 40 years.
For my Colorado trip this summer.
Be awesome. What are you going to be doing in Colorado?
Spread my son's ashes out there.
Where y'all used to live out there, or what you going to do?
We're going to go to Colorado Springs. We're going to I think it's a total of 8 days. I split it up into 500 mile days. So I'm going to go to Paducah, Kentucky and stay at the KOA the first night. Then the second night we're in Topeka. And then the third night we're going to be in Colorado Springs. We'll spend 3 nights there. I booked 2 cabins for 3 nights. And then we'll do what I got to do. And then we'll do some sightseeing because my son's girlfriend hasn't ever been out there, so she's never been out of this time zone, so we're going to do that, and then after the third day, then we're going to go back to Topeka, and back to Paducah, and back here.
How's y'all going to be driving, what, about 10, 12 hours a day?
Not that much. The MapQuest, you know, says it's like 6 hours and something on one of them, and it's 7 hours on the other. Because we're taking our cars, so we should be able to make decent time. Once you get out to Kansas, that sucker's just flat and straight.
I think traveling stuff like that, it won't be that bad either.
It'll be all interstate, except for maybe the last 50 miles in Colorado. I got a I-70 goes into Denver, and I need to start going south.
Next time then.
Couple of GMRS, program mine for GMRS, and then we can talk to each other on during the ride.
Be interesting as you're traveling.
The travel arrangements and everything was only like $800.
Got a trip.
Down in Colorado Springs, of course, we got just the basics, you know, and it's like $62 a night.
That's it all.
So for my camper, it's like $85 a night. But fortunately, since I'm over 65, you get like a 35% discount.
And discount you get, free money.
We're like 5 nights down there for like $200.
I would highly recommend taking advantage of that, but just, I don't blame you, I would.
So I got November booked, but also got February next year booked, because that's when the CCO is supposed to be the best.
I want to go to some of the obscure state parks in South Carolina at the beach, because I've heard some of them have some really good places. Like the one you went to, what, last year, I think it was? And, you know, I just can't get the scouts to go, and it's hard to put all that together on a 3-day weekend, or not even really a 3-day weekend of Friday evening and Saturday and Sunday. It's not much of a trip, but don't mind doing the family camping sometime like that.
You know, Hunting Island, and it's really nice. I mean, there's nothing there other than the wildlife, and it's nice. KN4 TFW.
Something to go and experience and check out. I just don't know if I'd want to do it tent camping or not with the wildlife the way it is. Wouldn't want anything clawing its way through my tent. I'd be a little bit upset. KO4CN.
I was down there in my camper. We were kind of like, we weren't at one of the outer parking spots. We were in the interior, and the raccoon, he walked up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and just opened up the cooler and helped himself.
I've heard those stories, reading reviews on, like, I think Huntington Island State Park is one of the ones you hear a lot of that.
There was a bunch of raccoons down there in Edisto. I know Edisto and Hunting Island, man, they're just all over the place. So about to worry when we go out to Colorado Springs, there should be a bunch of skunks.
Raccoons.
Man, they were everywhere when I used to live out there.
You know what?
Just all over in the city. When we first moved out there, we were staying with friends, and one was headed over towards his chicken coop, and my dog popped off the chain, and then she went over there and she just killed it, and it didn't get her. But then the next one she killed, it got her.
For another one after that.
In the morning to go to work, and you'd have to, there'd be one walking right straight for you, didn't see you, and you'd have to make some noise so he'd see you and veer off, or else before you knew it, he'd be right beside you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hunting for years, and I've only seen one skunk, and it was walking beside the trail I was on, and thank God I stopped and waited so I could see it, because I didn't know it at the time, and it crossed the trail maybe 15 feet in front of me. If I'd have kept walking, we'd have run straight into each other.
And I ran into one out here at work. I come out of the locker room and go about 10 or 12 feet and take a right. And when I got to that right, geez, he was right there. He came up over the side of the bank and he was just standing there. But then he just turned and walked away. It was a pretty one. It was almost all white.
That is crazy. Well, Ken, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good weekend. Be safe on the rest of your way to work, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4 CF, and I will be clear on your final.
Hey, Andrew, have an awesome Friday and a good weekend, and we'll try to catch you back on Monday. KO4 CFW, 7-3.
Andrew, good morning. Ken, KO4 HK.
Patrick, hope your day's starting out well.
Just a little slow.
For that, slow pace is good. Especially with all this fast-paced stuff going on in the world.
Enjoy it while you can.
Up at 90 down here today. Bad spot, but try me now.
I heard you and Andrew talking about it.
Something about the trip. Going last weekend, July, out to Colorado Springs. It won't be so hot out there. It probably will be in Kansas, but
that's dead flat. Not much else.
Girlfriend's gonna be following us. She's never been out of this time zone.
Yeah.
It should be a fun trip. I mean, we're gonna be going by the arch in St. Louis and that, so it'll be a nice little trip. And we should be able to get to the campgrounds early enough to be able to relax, maybe swim in the pool.
Hope you enjoy it.
Son's gonna fly out there and meet us out there.
I don't know, you hadn't seen them in a while.
Saw him, when did I see him? Saw him back in December of last year. He came down for his brother's birthday. And that, so I got to see him then, but we all ain't been together out in Colorado since, man, mid-90s.
I hope everything works out like you got it planned.
I got it all planned out. You know, it's tough to find, you know, all the spots you want to stop at and find rooms and everything. And I got it all planned out. And then he called me the next day and said, hey, we need to change the plans by a week.
That that had to be fun to change.
I jumped online and looked, and it looked like they had openings, but then I had to wait for them to open up and call them, and I got the first one swapped, got the second one swapped, and then Colorado didn't open until 11 o'clock our time, and so I got that swapped. Then I noticed that one of the others, the date got wrong, and so I had to go back and get that one swapped. Like, man, fortunately it worked out.
What hiccup you have?
Gasoline doesn't get up to $10 a gallon. Yeah, that's right. And, I figure it's going to take, out and back, it's going to take me at least 80 gallons.
Expensive.
To get out there and back, it's going to be, you know, almost as much as the accommodation.
Isn't it?
It is. And it's really weird, you know, when you're staying, it just depends on where you're staying at. You know, like in Colorado Springs, it's only $62 a night, but in Kansas, in the middle of nowhere, it's $82. And then right there in Kentucky, of course, I got a little bit bigger cabin for that one, and it was like $100.
Well, I staying over in Pigeon Forge last weekend. It's amazing how much a motel room costs, and you're only there a couple hours a day.
Looking, there's a KOA over by there. I think it's between like Cherokee and Pigeon Forge or whatever, but if you go during the week, it was only like $52 a night. Pool and a hot tub.
Do you have a membership fee?
If we join, it's $35 a year, and it gets you a 10% discount or whatever right off the bat, but then you can accumulate points. And that, but it's not bad. You know, you can get a little cabin with it that has a restroom in it. We always choose the ones that don't. I like to go cheap and spend my money on something else.
Not bad, $35 a year though.
Stay once or twice and it's there. There's like three or four of them in the general area of Sevierville and Pigeon Forge. Like some of them, if you stay during the week, like a Monday through Thursday, it's usually probably about 30% off.
Yeah, check that out, because it's getting real expensive to stay anywhere anymore.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but like if I drag my camper up there, dang, the site for the camper costs the same amount as staying in the little cabin, and so it's just not worth it to drag it all the way up there and all the fuel and everything. So we just stay there in the cabin. You can rent sheets and that, linens for the cabin, but we just always bring our own.
You have to work.
Cleaning fee. I mean, you're supposed to. They leave a broom and a dustpan there for you, you know, to sweep up and clean it up. But there's no other fee other than a pet fee.
Telling the wife goodbye.
Do a couple of little getaways. You know what I mean? I got a bunch of vacation time anyway. Do, you know, a couple of days during the week. It ain't gonna be. Shouldn't be crowded, and you know it'd be cooler up there, and it. For $50 a night or $60 a night, you can't hardly beat it.
Not bad at all. As long, like you say, as long as we can find fuel to get there and afford it.
Only thing, they have an app, a KOA app. You can get it, you know, put it on your phone and you can look at it. I mean, there's thousands of them across the U.S. But then they have special weekends where, you know, get stay Friday and get Saturday free and stuff like that. But you can't hardly beat it.
They did a KOA.
The three different levels of KOA. They got like, it's called Holiday, Journey, and Resort. And of course the resort, it's got a bunch of amenities. Some of them got huge water parks on them and stuff like that. Like the one in Colorado Springs has a water park on it. But then some of them are just like, you know, not a lot of amenities just for you to park there for because you're traveling, and then some of them are you're parked there because you're visiting local attractions.
I have to look a little more into that and see about taking advantage of it.
Looking at it up there in Cherokee, it had, it had a cafe on site, an indoor and an outdoor pool, hot tubs, and that it just looked like a good place to just chill out and relax, get away from everything.
I didn't know more about them because her family was big into camping when she was younger.
Sorry.
I said I was surprised the wife doesn't know more about the KOA or want to do that since her family was big into camping as she was growing up.
Nice, especially if you're traveling far, like, you know, we're going out to Colorado, going to hit one in Kentucky, hit one in Topeka, and then stay at the one out in Colorado, and then do the reverse on the way back. So, I mean, and they're all over the place. Where was I looking at? There was one out by about 30 minutes from Yellowstone out west that it was only like about $70 a night.
About to stay out there and go to Yellowstone.
Thinking about next year maybe doing a 2-week trip or so and just doing that like we're doing here, you know, ride a little bit, stay. If I don't do it next year, I'll at least try to do it when I retire. Maybe take a month or so.
On your radio before then. Back of you.
For some reason on my anytone, ATRS, this doesn't seem like it works real good.
It's an APRS, and it's not a good thing. So I wouldn't even put any effort into really that. Buy you a little hotspot. That way you can use it when you have internet access to talk to us. You can get one for $100. Not real expensive. Or you can get back into HF.
When I travel, I don't take my HF with me, but I might, you know, after I retire, take it with me. And that, because I wouldn't mind, you know, setting up at the campground when you're just not doing anything.
Like I said, the Anytone with the little hotspot, I use mine sometimes. It works great if you've got a group that you've got people that can do it. Or if you have a repeater close by that has the same talk group on it, it works really nice then.
Project is a TV antenna. Problem is channel 13's repeater is up there by you, and the other ones are down here in Greenville, and the angle's wrong, but I found an antenna yesterday that should work.
Get any over-the-air TV where I'm at.
Messing with it the other day, and when I put it back up, it's like 13 came in, but then I lost, I think it was 21.
One of those little RCA rotators.
Like big, let's say 2-foot by 3-foot plates on it, and but they're both on separate little arms, and so you can turn one to one angle and another one to the other angle, and pick up multiple stations that way. So the guy said it works really good.
It's a folded dipole, basically, is what they are, and then you can aim them. That's what a lot of repeaters are using is quad bay folded dipoles, so they can aim one north, east, south, and west.
Up here in Spartanburg, there's an electronics store, kind of like a gigantic Radio Shack, and then it's one of the few that's still left. They have about everything.
Yeah, please.
Harley.
Like in the bike Harley?
Yeah, roger.
Might have to check that out.
That's just down from Heron Circle, if you know where that is. Like you're headed back down towards Spartanburg.
We're at that. Run across a Radio Shack this past weekend over in Sevierville, right downtown.
If there's any of them around, but yeah, work sent me over there yesterday for, I needed about a 6-inch fan to go on a motor drive, and that, they had it, and it was going to be 24 volts. They had it. They have all kinds of stuff in there. It's amazing.
Nice to know there's still a place like that around.
Here the Spartanburg Ham Radio Club is.
No.
It's about a couple hundred yards down from it.
If I put it into Google, it can find it for me.
On Harley, just like the motorcycle. But I'm here. Three, you miss Elise. Have an awesome weekend and a safe one. And maybe I'll catch you back here on Monday. KN4 TFW.
Ken, you have a safe day at work, and you and Miss Susan, safe. Catch you Monday morning. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.